Greetings of grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What a beautiful night. Even to come here this evening to see the fresh snow, to see the beautiful white fields when you drive out here, it's just like, it's amazing. And it wasn't that stormy that we had to be nervous driving. God has truly blessed us, and it's just truly a blessing to be here with each and every one of you. So I hope you feel the same way. Our sermon text for this Christmas Eve is going to be taken from Romans. Mark did a really good job when he set up the Christmas Eve service. He had a lot of beautiful readings that walk us from the Old Testament all the way up through the New Testament, speaking of the coming of Jesus Christ. And the aspect or the understanding of this message that I would pray that we could receive from it is peace. Because if we could use anything in this day and age, it is peace. It seems like that we talk about peace. But I'm talking really about even when we go home tonight. And we're with our families. We're entertained. We're dealing with that. But what about when we lay down to go to bed? I don't need to look at you. I struggle. Sometimes I struggle with day-to-day things. Sometimes I struggle with bigger spiritual things. Sometimes I struggle with the aspect of what's going on with my body or my health. We can struggle in many different ways. But to have the assurance of Jesus Christ, to have the assurance of that finished work in our behalf, that no matter what the world may throw at us, what our body may fail, what our finances may be, whatever struggles the government's going through, we don't have to live in fear. Because we have Christ. Our sermon text for this evening is going to be taken from Romans chapter 5. And you can remain seated and comfortable for this reading. Chapter 5, I'm going to read verses 1 through 11, continuing in Jesus' name. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. And rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given for us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some may even dare to die. But God commendeth his love towards us, in that yet while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we are reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, there is nothing that man can add to these words. Oftentimes, Father, we come to a Christmas season and we hope to hear about the angels on high. We hope to hear about those great stories of the shepherds. Father, it's inclusive. For this message is the purpose. We pray that you would sanctify us in the truth, because we know, Father, your word is truth. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Peace. Wouldn't it be awesome, literally, to live in peace at all times? Many people have struggled with the understanding of peace. We live in a world that often is full of turmoil and difficulty. We live in a world that oftentimes, though we try to keep our focus, many things draw us away. We speak of peace on earth. We sing of peace on earth. We even heard Brother Chris had read for us out of Luke chapter 2. He read to verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. We have a tendency to live in the moment. We have a tendency to live, in other words, what's happening to us right at that moment is the only thing that is crucial to us quite often. And we become overtaken by it. But people have struggled with peace for so long. I thought it was interesting. I was doing some studying, and when I study, I love to listen to music. And I'd love to be able to tell you that I'm the type of individual that always just listen to everything just holy and perfect and, you know, like great Christian music. I don't. I do listen to some of it. But this song really struck me. U2 sings this song. They came out with it in about 2000. And it's called Peace on Earth. Heaven on earth, we need it now. I'm sick of it all hanging around. I'm sick of the sorrows. I'm sick of the pain. I'm sick of hearing it again and again. That there's going to be peace on earth. And then they say, Jesus, can you take the time to throw a drowning man a lifeline? Peace on earth. Sometimes do you feel that way? Do you feel like we speak about something that often we can't grasp? Do we have the honesty and the integrity to say, Christ, can you please throw us a lifeline? He did. He gave us the immense lifeline where in reality He took our place upon that cross. That He redeemed us by His blood, that He has given up His life in our behalf. You too ask the question, but the answer in Christ is yes, I will, and He does. But do we hear it? Do we hear it? Paul is sharing with the Romans. He says very plainly, do you know who you are? As believers in Jesus Christ, as Mark had all those readings brought to you, coming through the history of time, showing Christ coming to the entering of Christ. And the ministry of Christ. And then even His apostles ministering, even to Philippi. Paul says, since we have been justified by faith, we have been justified by that faith, guess what we have? Peace. What we desire. We have peace. And see, this is the problem that sometimes we have as human beings. We're looking for peace in this world. But that's not what the Scripture says. We are only temporary here. Whether we like it or not, there's no one that can refute that. Because in all honesty, we all have a tendency to watch people that pass on. But the Scripture says very plainly here, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace, not with the earth, but with God, the Creator of this earth, with our Father. That's the intent of this Christmas season. That we would understand and know by the finished work of Jesus Christ, we have a peace that is forged between us and God the Father. He says we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, through Christ, through Him, we have obtained access by faith into this grace, unmerited favor. I did nothing for it. You've done nothing for it. It is a gift of God. That's what Ephesians even shares with us. He says, we've obtained this access by faith into His grace, wherein we stand. This stand is not just a light word. It means immovable. When you go to bed at night, do you worry? If you don't, you're doing better than I am quite often. But we stand firm because of that work of Christ in our life. We stand firm because of this Christmas season. We come here and we commemorate this season. We honor this season because we understand and know what it means. It means that God so loved us, He gave us His Son. That is very powerful. He says we rejoice in the hope or in the revealing of God. We see Him in and through Jesus Christ. We see Him and we know Him. And then He goes on. And this is an interesting thing for us because it's difficult for us to understand. Trials will come. Difficulties do come. Health does fail. We make some pretty boneheaded mistakes at times as human beings. We quite often do. I don't need to look to you. I've seen a lot in my own life. In other words, now Paul is going to say, just because you're a believer, just because you're in Christ, doesn't mean that you're going to miss the trials. But you're not going to go through them alone. And you can learn. And you can be encouraged. And you can encourage others going through them. It's like when you kind of, maybe some of you are daredevils, maybe you jumped on some skis right away in your life and you just flew down the mountain and didn't think twice about it. But I remember the first times that I went skiing, I was pretty nervous. I even tried to do some of those bunny hills, and it seems like you fall down more on those things than anything. So finally, some of your buddies talks you into going up on the chairlift and going to the top of the mountain, and then they set you off free. The first time I did that, I was scared out of my mind. I liked my legs. I didn't want to break one. That's a trial in its way. You're worried. You're struggling. And that's a very light thing to consider. But what happens when you succeed and you come to the bottom of that hill? You get a rush and you say, that was fun, I'm going to do it again. You gain courage, you gain ability, you gain strength. And that isn't a very common situation. But now Paul is going to continue on with us saying, he says, not only that do we now really celebrate in the glory of God. He says, not only that, we rejoice in the difficulties, in the sufferings. He says, knowing that suffering actually offers us endurance. We grow. Do you grow through your struggles? It's interesting, even, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer at Christmas, but when you go fast forward to the Easter season, we see Jesus even in the garden asking if it was possible that this cup would pass. But He says, not my will, thy will. In that prayer, I believe very strongly that He receives the strength to move forward through that anguish. Heaven on earth, we need it now. I'm sick of it all hanging around. Sick of the sorrow, sick of the pain, sick of hearing it again and again that there's going to be peace on earth. Jesus, can you take the time to throw a drowning man a lifeline? Peace on earth. Yes, He can. And He does. I don't discredit you too. I think the song has a lot of meaning. I love you too. But Casting Crowns brings it out in a different way. They have a song, Peace on Earth. And it starts out in a similar fashion. In despair, I bow my head. There is no peace on earth, as I said. For hate is strong and marks the song of peace on earth, goodwill towards men. But the bell is ringing like a choir singing, does anybody hear them? Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. With our hearts, we hear them. We hear them. Do we hear the call of God? Do we hear the victory of Christ? Do we hear the power of the Spirit in and through the difficulty? Or are we too much looking for peace with the earth? I can hardly have peace with my own wife at times, if I want to be honest. I have that human nature that has a struggle when she doesn't exactly cook what I like. Or when she reminds me that I shouldn't be eating chocolate all the time. There are struggles. But in and through Jesus Christ, it is peace with God that trumps anything upon this earth. But I believe even in the singing that Casting Crowns makes it very well known that there are those bells that are ringing. There is the proclamation going out. Do we hear it not just with our minds as we see, but do we hear it with our hearts? Do we truly seek for peace? I'm not speaking to you about religion. You can get religion anywhere. I'm not even trying to be real theological. I'm asking, do you want peace? It's found in Him. He says we can have this rejoicing in these sufferings because we know that suffering is not wasted in Christ. It produces endurance, and endurance produces character. It actually builds who we are. And in this character, we have this great hope because we know the finished work of Jesus Christ. And He says hope never lets us down. It says puts to shame here. But really it means you will never be let down. When you hope in God, He always has your best interest. Now, granted, we might have different plans, but He has our best interest in mind. And He says, our hope is not putting to shame or letting us down because God's love has been poured, not sprinkled, but poured into our hearts. How? Through the giving of the Holy Spirit. As believers, we're not alone. We have the power of God residing with us. That is just such a beautiful thing to think about in this Christmas season. That as we ponder what's going on in our life, that the Spirit of God by faith is there working in us. It even says in the Scripture when we don't know what to pray for. What does it say? It says the Spirit makes intercession for us, prays in our behalf. That is gracious. He says, for while we were weak, He says, in the perfect time or in the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. It wasn't that we were so much seeking for Him, peace with God, but He sought for us. He brought peace to us. When we say peace on earth, I want you to consider something as you go through this Christmas season. Peace on earth, with God, but peace came to earth. He came to earth to reside with us. He says, when we consider the gift that's been given, that in reality Christ died for us, He says, we can't fathom it in our earthly mind. He says, because we would hardly die for a righteous person. And He says, maybe for even a good person that we truly, truly like and love. In other words, I can look at one of my boys and say, yeah, I could probably take a bullet for one of them. But for that other clown that I really don't get along with, And it depends on the day. It depends what boy. Oh, sorry, guys. It's the human side. It's the human side. So, but the point being, He says, we can't even understand this with our earthly minds. He says, but God. They say there's no buts in life. But God shows His love to us. How? By laying down His life. See, this is the thing. Even in the world that we live in, whether people believe or not, Christ died for them. Now, it's received by faith through grace. There's no doubt about it. But it doesn't change what he has done. He didn't wait for us to get our lives in order before he did it. But now he calls all men everywhere to repent and believe in this gospel message. Can we believe that this Christmas? But above and beyond everything else that we see in our lives, that he is above it. Whatever the circumstance we're going through, he has the answer. Before the question is even asked, he has the answer. That is our God. He says he shows his love, not by just saying lofty words, not just by, you know, giving out trinkets here and there, not just by doing those things. He shows his love by, in reality, Emmanuel, God with us, laying down his life. That's love. That's love. He says, since therefore we now have been justified by his blood, made right, made just before God by his blood, because we understand that sin brings death, and Christ died upon that cross for each and every one of us, much more shall we be saved from the wrath of God. His gift, in reality, pays for our sin, and I believe very strongly his gift pays for our unrest, to give us peace. What are we trusting in? For while we were enemies, he brought us back. He reconciled us to God by the death of his Son. Much more now, being reconciled, now that we're in that relationship. Because remember, he did it for the world. Objectively, salvation has been poured out upon this world, whether we like it or not, whether some pastor says it or not. It says objectively, but subjectively by faith, do we receive? He says, shall we be saved by his life? He says, more than that. We rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. So, we spend a lot of our time at Christmas buying gifts. And sometimes we have a tendency as humans to gauge the love, or maybe not the love, but the pride in the gift by the price of the gift. Christ bought you back. He bought you back. And what did it cost him? Everything. He laid his life down for you. That's how personal this is. My Uncle Frat and Kathy Joy used to sing a song. If I was the only sinner on earth, would Christ die for me? Yes, he would. That's how personal this is. That's how beautiful your Christmas gift from God the Father is. That if you are the only sinner on earth, and trust me, you're not. I'm even probably ahead of you there. He would give his life for you. In a world that we wonder if anybody loves us, our Father says, yes. The bells are ringing. They're proclaiming peace on earth and good will towards men. But do we hear it in our heart? I pray this Christmas season that we truly can hear it in our heart. True peace is only found through Jesus Christ. We will not find it with fallen men. We will not find it in this earth. Christmas, in reality, honors godly peace in spite of all the turmoil around us. I truly wish you a Merry Christmas, and I pray for you and wish you godly peace, because that is the only peace that will allow us to sleep. For Jesus' name's sake. Amen. I got to do the benediction. Yeah. See, I got to follow my chart too. There's so many things in here. So I'm going to have a quick prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you so much for this time of service. We thank you, Father, for even the message of your word. And we pray that, Father, if we could find anything in and through it, that we have peace with you through the finished work of Jesus Christ. May we receive that for Christmas. May that be the most bountiful gift that it would continue to be given, not only to us, but from us to others. We ask this in Christ's name. Now the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift His countenance upon us and give us everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. With the